on. I don't want someone to be edified. Some comments that came through that I haven't acknowledged on our Facebook page there. Joanne Mambwe says, being COVID, okay, Philippians 1 verse 6 there, I really do appreciate some comments that I didn't. Mary B. Njovu on Facebook is saying, John 10 verse 19. And okay, I think that's a wrap with all those. Unfortunately, my WhatsApp, I can't see messages here. I need to get someone to come and help me out there. But hey, I got a text here all the way from Jiamu Sakanya who's saying, Patrick, how are you? I'm doing great. Just had a long day. You're going to say, what is the program conference, which is on the 11th, next week? Next week, Friday, right? Well, if you're talking about the event that we're from talking about, it's an event being organized by the Living Hope Church, organized by Bishop Christopher Mkwavi, was here a couple of minutes ago, and that's the Deliverance Conference. If you want more details, please reply. Then I will personally give you a number which you can call for more details on that conference.
You experienced them for the very first time, and we are still not over the energy, the excitement, the excellence.
This year, they are back, grander and greater.
Get ready for the 2025 RCV Music Awards, honoring even more creative brilliance and making more memories.
And the winner for Song of the Year 2025 is...
Stay tuned to Radio Christian Voice and our socials for all updates.
RCV Music Awards. Celebrating Christian excellence.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Cabinet approves introduction of teaching profession bill. Government declares end to cholera. And Tanzanian Prime Minister to step down in surprise move. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Monza. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has announced that Cabinet has approved the introduction and publication of the Teaching Profession Bill 2025 during its last Cabinet sitting. Speaking at a press briefing this morning, Mr. Mwetwa explained that the proposed bill aims to reconstitute the Teaching Council of Zambia and redefine its functions to better regulate the teaching profession. He noted that the bill seeks to introduce licensure examinations for teachers and provide a uniform framework for regulating their professional conduct and practice. Currently, the Teaching Profession Act of 2013 is inadequate in enforcing professionalism as it provides for two separate disciplinary structures for teachers in the public and private sectors, and this duality has hindered the effective imposition of professional standards, said Mr. Mwetwa. He emphasized that the introduction of licensure examinations will improve quality assurance, promote professionalism, and establish a unified disciplinary framework for all teachers. Meanwhile, the minister revealed that President Hage Ndehichilema has directed the Ministries of Education and Health to review certain deployment-related fees that are reportedly being unfairly charged to graduates.
I must also make mention here that during the same cabinet sitting, the president has directed the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Health to review certain fees that are paid to various institutions in those ministries relating to graduates who have to pay, even when they have not yet gotten employed, they have to pay certain fees.
Marriage coach and counselor Remy Mukonka has raised concern over the increasing rates of cohabitation in Zambia, warning that the trend threatens national development, social cohesion, and the mental well-being of families. His comments follow the release of the 2022 National Census Report, which shows that 1.2% of the Zambian population is currently cohabiting without formalizing their unions through marriage. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mukonka attributed the rise in cohabitation to the growing influence of modern lifestyles and the adoption of Western cultural practices, which is said undermine traditional and Christian marital values. He stressed the importance of upholding moral standards rooted in traditional and biblical principles, arguing that such values are crucial for building strong families and a stable society. Many families have gone silent on guiding the younger generation on proper marital conduct, making it difficult for young people to understand the responsibilities, significance and correct process of marriage, said Dr. Mukonka. He called on community leaders, religious institutions and policymakers to take collective action to promote formal marriage as a cornerstone of moral and social stability, adding that meaningful national development depends on the strength of the family unit.
Alarming, and it is a crucial call to action. It needs prayer, it needs intervention, and if we leave it like that, you wake up tomorrow, there will be no marriage because everyone will be walking out on each other, and this can damage the reputation of society. There's absolutely nothing that you can do without a strong family. There's absolutely no development that you can do without family. The success that you see in industry is based on stronger family units that are there. Men and women can live home in peace and they can go and be productive in different sectors of the economy and come back home where it's peaceful.
Government has declared an end to the cholera outbreak that emerged in the late 2024, following more than 5 consecutive weeks with no new confirmed cases nationwide. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Minister of Health Elijah Muchuma highlighted that cumulatively the country recorded 496 confirmed cases with 9 deaths. Dr. Muchuma said the last confirmed cholera case was identified in Kabwe District, Central Province, on Tuesday, 13th May 2025. He said the outbreak, which tested the resilience of Zambia's health system, has now met the global standard for closure, which requires at least 28 consecutive days without a new confirmed case, as outlined by the Global Task Force on Cholera Control. For a sustained period of more than 5 weeks, exceeding the internationally required threshold of 28 consecutive days, no new confirmed cholera cases have been reported in any district across Zambia, said Dr. Muchuma. Dr. Muchuma has warned that despite the closure, the risk of future outbreaks remains, particularly due to drought conditions affecting water supply and sanitation. He further said the ministry is committed to safeguarding the health of Zambians by pre-positioning essential medical supplies in high-risk districts and enhancing community-based surveillance to ensure the earliest possible detection and treatment of acute watery diarrhea. Dr. Muchuma has urged Zambians to remain vigilant by continuing to use safe drinking water, maintain hand hygiene, practice safe food handling, and seek immediate medical care in case of diarrhea illness. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has clarified that there was no security breach at the president's residence following the apprehension of Faith Musonda, whom he says allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner as she approached Community House. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwimbu acknowledged public concern over the incident and questions about the president's safety. He assured the nation that Community House is well secured and adequately protected. The fact that she was unable to gain entry is clear evidence that security at the president's residence is effective, said Mr. Mwimbu. He emphasized that the security personnel at Community House are trained not to allow any suspicious individuals into the premises, further demonstrating the strength of the security measures in place. Mr. Mwimbu has further urged the public to always abide by the law and conduct themselves appropriately.
We would like to assure the nation that Community House is safe and that we have adequate security arrangements at that place. We are not going to allow any suspicious individual or individuals who like to enter or approach the premises of the president.
In African news, Tanzania's Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa has announced that he will not seek re-election in the forthcoming parliamentary elections, effectively preventing him from being reappointed. Majaliwa had earlier said that he would defend his legislative seat for a fourth term in October before making the surprise announcement on Wednesday. The 64-year-old was appointed Prime Minister in 2015 and was seen as a possible successor of the late President John Magufuli after his death in 2021. Coming up shortly, Gaza hospital director killed in Israeli strike, relative says. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV.